What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by GoToMeeting.com and DrawYouAPicture.com, where you can get just about anything drawn for pretty darn cheap. Check it out. See what I've done for others. See what we can do for you at DrawYouAPicture.com. Also brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use the code PODNAME121 to get your next domain for $749 or save 10% on other services with code BLUE121. That's BLU121.
This is Dalton from Two Teens in a Mic podcast. And when I'm not stalking James, I'm not listening to Nobody's Listening.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No! Nobody's listening.
No!
Nobody's listening.
No!
Nobody's listening.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, the show that you thought you'd missed. Episode 112, brought to you the week of July 1st. I'm your host. My name is James, and welcome to the show. I've got a couple co-hosts I need to introduce you to as well. From America's Hat, it's none other than the infamous, the very famous, the most wonderful, the most excellent Trevor. Trevor, welcome back to the show, dude.
Wow, I'm touched, man. That was awesome.
I know. Get the Kleenexes out, right? I just love you, man.
I'm infamous.
And from
beloved.
And that voice you hear from deep within Canada's pants is John Steinklauber. So,
thanks.
Do you like Klauber or Klauber?
Well, it just depends, you know, what part of the country or world you're from. Steinklauber is how I think it was pronounced by my grandfather, who was
Stein,
German.
Stein? I'm sorry.
Ich heiße Jan Steinklauber.
Wow. Well, welcome back to the show, guys.
Thanks.
You guys doing all right?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Trevor?
Yay!
So, Trevor, today is July 1st. Happy Canada Day.
Oh, Canada.
I know. If I was a good host, I would have the theme song of your country.
You would.
I'm sorry I called it a theme song.
I was going to say, we actually call it an anthem as opposed to a theme song, but, you know.
It's a theme song. It's like, hey, we're Canada, and we're proud to say we're on top of America every day. You know,
blame Canada, blame Canada.
Give me a C, C. You got your C. You got your C. You know.
Give me an A.
compared to America, I suppose we are just kind of a sitcom off to the side, but you know, so we get our own theme song. But you know,
yeah. Today's show is brought to you by Canada. Oh man,
so cool anyway, and refreshing.
It's Canada's Independence Day, basically, right? I mean, the day you guys became a nation. It's awesome.
That is correct. All yeah, right. It's the day that we were recognized as our own country.
Well, back I appreciate
in
you taking
67.
1867. I appreciate you guys taking the time out, or you taking the time out from your country's wild and woolly celebrations up there with the beavers and the moose and
polar bears.
Yeah, you have the Eskimos and everything all hanging out, you know, just doing stuff and the parade through the snow. And you just came and did the show with us. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, thanks, you know.
But happy Canada Day. It's awesome. I wish we had an America Day. How cool would that be?
You have July 4th, dude.
Yeah, but we don't call it America Day. It's Independence Day.
It's true.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. It's like,
well, it sounds cooler, though.
Nah.
Every day in America is America Day.
That's right.
Every day.
Hey, you know what? Don't forget it. We always start with an opening story, and here's today's. My little brother and I were in elementary school. My brother had been having trouble in school, and one day decided to cuss out his teacher. Okay. That's like blaming the waitress for the bad food that the cook prepared, but yeah. I'm having trouble.
I do that often.
I'm having trouble in school, so I'm going to cuss you out. Okay. So teacher lady decides to call dad. Dad is a busy engineer working long hours late in the day, very committed to his job. She tells him what had happened, and he is steaming mad because he'd never taught us to disrespect our elders, unlike the other dads that do that. So the bus ride home, my brother is telling me what he did and how much he doesn't care about what happens. He doesn't care. I'm cool. I'm tough. We got home. Mom's working late. So in my mind, I'm like, dad's going to come home. Mom's not going to be able to hold back our dad from spanking Paul mercilessly. I don't even know how to say that word. It's a real word, though. So we're sitting on the couch watching TV, and we hear a car pull up. Paul looks at me. I look at him. We both turn pale white, scared to death, because dad never comes home early unless it's an emergency. And yes, it's his car. We turn off the TV, rerun upstairs to our room. We crack our school books open so we can at least look like we're studying. We got them upside down, but, you know, it's all right. Accidentally grabbed a baby book, but it's okay. A board book. I can tell you that this day I vividly remember what happened when my dad came home. We both grew more terrified as the front door opened and slammed. With each heavy step, we could hear him take up the stairs. Our heart rates paced faster and faster. The bedroom door opened. Not a word was spoken from my father's lips. But Paul knew, and I knew, that my father definitely knew what was going to happen. The sound still terrifies me today of my father whipping out his belt from the loops of his pants. Oh, I know that sound. Almost the same sound you would hear from rope whipping. So the funny thing is that I wasn't in the slightest bit of trouble, yet I was scared for my life too. Yeah, it's called collateral damage, but it's like when you're sitting in the backseat of your car on vacation, mom gets mad and just reach back there and starts slapping whoever, you know, she can.
Whoever's closest.
I didn't do anything. You know,
you're pushing your sisters towards her hand so that she'll hit them.
You got your feet up in the chair. You're trying to stand up. This was before seatbelts. But anyway, he says, looking back on it now, it looks like one of those horror movies where I'm curled up in a corner, gripped with fear and terror, with the shadows of my father spanking my brother playing over me and the Psycho theme playing along. I can see it. Yeah.
The door slowly creaks open. And then the little pop at the end when the belt's finally out of the loops.
Thank you very much for the clean and hilarious podcast. Keep them coming. God bless, Mr. Man. So thanks,
Mr. Man.
Today's episode is sponsored by GoToMeeting. If you're tired of spending late nights in the office, it's time you tried GoToMyPC, because GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix, lets you access your office computer from home or anywhere with an internet connection. So you can leave the office early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. Try GoToMeeting. I'm sorry, GoToMyPC free right now for 30 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com/podcast. That's GoToMyPC.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial. And as soon as I learn to read, it's going to be great.
You don't have that memorized?
No. We're also sponsored by Curio, the eternal sponsor. Dean Piercy and Keith Techlitz, also eternal sponsors. Thank you so much. And newcomer Ben Johns. So thanks, guys. We appreciate your support. If you'd like to sponsor a show, go to nlcast.com and click on About and then sponsor a show. And help us out. It'll be awesome. And we'll read a message for you. Like we said last time, these guys, they don't want no message. We don't need your stinking message, but we'd love to read something from you. You can say happy birthday to a friend. You can make fun of one of the co-hosts. It's awesome. Ooh. Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Could we make up a message for them if they didn't want to?
Sure, do one for Ben Johns.
Okay, Ben Johns would like to thank John Steinklauber for being so awesome, and Trevor for being the rat face. And also thanks James Kennison for having a gospel.
Oh, thank you, Ben. You made me blush, man. Ben, I didn't even know you had that in you. The whole time I've known Ben Johns, I've never known him to be so sweet. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's I read it straight off the thing there.
Awesome. So. All right.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
All right. Have you ever seen a movie where they or a cartoon or something? It's usually some old movie that they kind of come in on a saloon scene with a bunch of old men talking, and you just catch the punchline of the joke. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'd buy that for $1. And right. And you don't know what they're talking about. I mean, dozens of times, even though I can't give you one specific show that I've ever remembered that happening in, but we all know. Well, I had that happen to me in real life this past week. It's weird. I was at work, and I'm just walking by these two. One's a pastor, and one's a maintenance worker. And I'm walking by, and all I hear him say is, I told him I wouldn't want that dog. And it bugged me so bad because the entire rest of the week, I'm like, okay, what was that? The punchline, too. There was obviously a story, you know? And so I tried to figure out what would make that funny. So I don't know.
I know you wanted to ask him, but you know, you can't just like,
you can't.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
What dog?
What's wrong with the dog?
Come on. Come on, guys. What was funny? Tell me, huh?
Yeah. So, I'm going to go back to my office now.
I'm going
to
go make up some punchlines. So, yeah. I mean, did the dog, you know, pee on itself, or, you know, did somebody poop on it? I don't know. You know, I don't want that dog. You know. There's so many options there. So, listeners, if you have any ideas, you know, maybe we could give away a sticker or something to somebody that has the best story that would make I wouldn't want that dog a funny punchline.
It wasn't Randy Jackson talking, was it?
No.
I wouldn't want that dog because he calls everything dog, right?
Oh.
I don't watch American Idol, but I've heard that he does that.
Oh, I didn't know who. Yeah, okay. Okay, I've never seen American Idol, so.
Well, I say it's better than Randy Jackson presents America's Best Dance Crew, because he's like just there as like in name only. Like, he comes out on the first episode, hey, I'm Randy Jackson, and I endorse this show, and then disappears until like the finale and comes out and says, yay, these guys won. It's like, really? You get paid for that?
Yes, he does. And well, I'm sure. All right, Trev, what you got, dude?
Turns out my dog got swine flu. I wouldn't want that dog.
That's so sad.
But he's a dog with pig flu.
Yeah.
That's really happening, though.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry.
I thought you were, sorry, making a current event statement.
That's funny at all.
Crap. Move along.
Let's see.
Next.
This being the week that is, you know, that we're recording for July 1st, then it's Canada Day today, as we mentioned.
Yay.
And so, yay, and Canada. I did nothing.
Christmas tree, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Isn't that y'all's theme song?
So maple tree.
Oh. Maple tree.
And we did basically nothing for Canada Day. We went to Walmart.
Well, what's Canada Day done for you lately? You know, so I don't feel too bad. I wouldn't feel bad.
Well, it gave me a day off, so that was good.
Oh, okay.
Bonus.
So, in lieu of a weekly update, because I did nothing for Canada Day other than go shopping with my family, I would like to present some fun facts about Canada.
Oh, go for it.
did you know? And I'll just throw these in during the show in honor of Canada Day.
Good.
Okay.
In the middle of stories.
this timeout brought to you by Canada Day.
Probably at the most inopportune time, if I can at all manage it. Did you know that Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone in Ontario?
Huh? What?
Did you know that the telephone was invented in Canada?
No way.
Oh, come on.
In 1874.
Oh. Now, was there you that go. Before or after you were
Now I hate you. You just took away part of our history.
Yeah.
Dang it.
That's just because you made it up.
Dang it. I had just always assumed it was like in the back room of some storeroom in Delaware or something.
Yeah.
You know what else a Canadian invented? The zipper. Huh?
No, that's so okay. That's okay. YKK in Macon, Georgia's got y'all whooped. So.
Yeah.
That's where they make them.
Shout out Macon.
Almost every zipper in the planet.
YKK.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
But it was invented by a Canadian, so.
That's awesome. I was going to say Star Trek. But that was just Shatner, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Captain Kirk, I mean.
True.
Spock.
They say A instead of what or duh. That's the mighty power of Canada.
Well, back to Alexander Graham Bell. Was he actually Canadian?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Really?
What?
I think you're making it up now.
I'm going to Google it.
I'm going to Google Trevor.
Wikipedia it.
We invented the moon, too. Yeah.
No way. I always imagined that was in the back room of a storehouse in Delaware. Oh, you mean the one from the back row of a school bus. Oh, I got you. Oh,
yes.
Trevor invented the moon. Of course you did, because you're all up top and, you know, and you just moon us anytime you want.
Awesome. Anyway, John, do you have a real weekly update?
Well, I do, and this actually kind of ties into your weekly update from last week. As the listeners may recall, or as you may recall, your daughter had mentioned twittering with the moose ears, and actually I'm doing it right now because every time I think of it, I have to
actually... Cutest thing ever.
I've wrecked your brain.
yes, and I appreciate that.
Yes, y'all.
But I was at my wife's grandmother's house down in Phoenix City, Alabama, stalkers. And I was on my BlackBerry, and I was actually on Twitter. And she leans over and says, "Are you twittering?" I was like, "What?" Because I was kind of surprised she even knew what that word was, to be honest with you. And as I look up to her. Now, this is actually what was happening, but as I look up to her, I see her with her hands on the side of her head making little moose-looking antlers and swinging them back and forth.
What?
Of course, she wasn't doing that, but in my mind, that's what I saw.
In so my mind.
So, Grandma's asking me if I was Twittering, and I was thinking she was doing the whole thing.
Let's take a page from the WBR show. They have a segment called Turn a Phrase where they take and redefine a phrase or a word for you so that it'll make your life more enjoyable. So, guys, every time you hear somebody say they're Twittering or they're on Twitter, imagine them holding up their moose ears to their head and flickering their fingers around like spirit fingers or something.
Twittering.
I'm going to Twitter that. Oh.
That's funny because I just heard that segment for the first time the other day.
That's a great show, by the way.
It is. I left them a review, an iTunes review today.
Excellent. WBRshow.com. So it's great. They used to be called We're Both Right. But hey, Trevor, since not in lieu of, but there was once before a show for the listeners that were live, I played a song that was a little derogatory about Canada from Weird Al Yankovic. It was called Canadian Idiot. Okay, I feel I owe you an apology in by way of song, and there is another group that I listen to called Five Iron Frenzy, and they have a great song about Canada. And here it goes. Listen to this and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. some maple leaves. They can help Canada. It's great. The people are nice and they speak French too. If you don't like it, man, you sniff glue. The great white north. Their kilts are plaid. Hosers take off. It's not half bad. I want to be where yaks can run free. Where royal mounties can arrest me. Let's go to Canada. Let's sleep today. Canada, oh Canada. I see who play. They've got trees and mooses and sled dogs. Lots of lumber and lumber. What?
Trevor, that was for you, bud. What'd you think?
Yay!
That's awesome.
It's one of my favorite bands and one of my favorite male vocalists, and it's a great song. And I have to say, prior to knowing Trevor, that was the sole source of every bit of anything I knew about Canada.
Milk and bags.
You can listen to the early shows with Trevor, and every joke I have, every reference comes from that song. Save for the marmosets. I still don't know what those are. I imagine they're like moose cousins. But
I don't even know what a marmoset is.
Well, apparently they're attacking people. But
is it like a marsupial?
Yeah, and they say something about Slurpees.
Out of venison.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I would love your country more if Slurpees came from there. I would love them less if they came from deer meat.
I was gonna say deer Slurpee. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna make some make me up a Slurpee here. I'm gonna put some cherry, some Coke, a little bit of deer in there.
That's why it's red.
That's wrong.
Oh gosh, let's keep on moving and don't stop.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh no.
LBB of the week is this, folks. It's people who ask you a question just so they can talk about something else after you answer. Have you ever had that happen before? Let me give you a little example. Today, I took my daughter to Lowe's, and we bought some stuff. And my daughter had this little stick horse, you know, the little horse head with the stick. It's kind of sick when you think of it. It's a horse head on a stick.
But yeah, I suppose I never thought about it like that.
I mean, imagine
before.
If it was a rubber human head on a stick, you know?
That'd be awesome.
I mean, if you were a horse and saw that, you'd think we were sick and twisted, you know? Not to mention the fact that they ride on your back all day, but to add insult to injury, you have a decapitated casting of my cousin on stick, and you gave it to your toddler. Anyway, she's loving this thing, and it's actually not even hers. I bought it for camp, but she's going to play with it while it's here. And the lady behind the counter says, "Oh, that's cute." And then you can see a sparkle light up her eye, and she said, "Has she ever ridden a real horse?" And I fell for it. I'm like, no, I don't think she has. Oh, well, I did when I was a kid, and it scared the mess out of me. I was probably 8 years old, and I got up on the horse, and it was taller than you could imagine, and I kind of freaked out, and she just went on and on and on, and I'm like, you did not care about my daughter. You didn't care about anything. You were opening an opportunity for yourself to tell a dumb story. So there you go, LBB.
Yeah, I've had that one. Yeah, that one happened before a lot.
Yes, it happens a lot. I've done it, and that's how bad I am. I'm admitting to it. I've done it, and it's just so random. Yeah. Has she ever been on a real horse?
No.
So anyway, yeah, that's the LBB. Let's move right along.
Who, me?
Middle school drama. One time last year, me and my friends decided to go to the movies. We wanted to go see Step Brothers with Will Ferrell. At the theater, we decided to buy our tickets at the concession stand along with the snacks.
Mm.
Does that work? Does that even happen? They don't even let you into the concession stand. Anyway.
Maybe it's a small town.
Maybe it's a drive-through theater. Not even a drive-in. Yeah. It's just a drive-through. We're going to let you watch. we play it in fast-forward. You can go by at 55. You can see it, the whole thing. I was first to order, and I got my ticket, popcorn, and drink. And I went to the guy who tells you which theater you're in and gave him my ticket. He did a double take, but I thought nothing of it. So I got in the theater, and I sat down close to the entrance to wait for my friends. Some people were laughing at the previews which were playing, and I waited maybe 5 minutes for the movie. Liar, it's only like 25 nowadays. Dang, in commercials.
It's a small town.
Yeah, I paid good money to watch commercials. Finally, all the lights dim and the intro starts. For some reason, a girl starts the intro talking about her friends. And then to my horror, the title of the movie appears on the screen. The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2. It registered instantly. And I booked it out of there, almost spilling my popcorn. My friends and I still hadn't let me forget it. Hopefully this gets on the show. Hopefully this gets on show 100. Whoops.
Whoa.
Thanks, George Kennedy. Sorry.
Hey, let's hop on the pogo ball time machine and go back to show 100 so we can read that.
Oh, so he's waiting for his friends in the back of the theater, wondering why they're not coming.
Sorry, I had to see Traveling Sisterhood Pants.
I just had to know where those pants ended up. Oh, my gosh.
They traveled.
Okay, you use the effeminate voice. I was listening to Chicken Pot Pie today, and one of them did an Arnold impression, but they used an effeminate Arnold impression. It was so classic. He says, I'm going to need your outfit and boots. I'm going to need your pants and boots. And it just made that part seem so dirty all of a sudden. Before it was so macho. He's walking up this biker and saying, I want your clothes. That's bad out. But then he's like, I want your boots. And your motorcycle. Do you have a
vest? That's your rain's cutie pie.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to read your email and voicemails, because this show is all about you.
Well, hello! I want to speak to you about something that's very real and very pertinent that affects us all. In fact, 4 out of 4 people are plagued with this disorder on a regular basis. It's called ear and face boredom disorder, dysfunction disease thing. It's where your ears and your face are deprived of the quality entertainment that you deserve, the laughing, the smiling. So there's really only one known cure to this, and that's the Chicken Pot Pod podcast. It's a retro pop culture comedy, way too many adjectives podcast that I prescribe that you stick directly into your ears at least once a week. I am a doctor, a physician. I'm not the host of this podcast, so you should listen to me. So you may be thinking right now and asking, hey, dude, where do I find this podcast? Hook me up. To which I would respond, listen, bossy McBosser pants, don't tell me what to do. I'll punch you in the neck. go to chickenpotpod.com, or you can go to iTunes. Search Chicken Pot Pod in iTunes. Download it free of charge from iTunes. I wrote your prescription. It's free. Go for it. And it's a fantastic podcast. They talk about pop culture from the 80s, the 90s, as well as current entertainment news and reviews. So you can hear about He-Man and the Goonies and My Little Pony, and you'll laugh your face off. You'll love it. Check out Chicken Pot Pod.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Hey, ENL Cast, this is Frank, Eleanor's husband. Uh-oh.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Eleanor, listeners may remember from two shows back, told us a story about going skiing and her brother, or no, her son. I don't even remember
son
the line.
Son or grandson. I think it was a grandson.
A grandson fell in a pile of deer poop. So go back a couple and listen to it. I think we even talked about it last show. It's just a story that it won't is. Die. This is Frank. It is great. It's funny. This is Eleanor's husband. I wanted to tell you the story about the ski trip from my point of view.
Okay.
Oh, boy. The morning of the trip, Eleanor came to me and asked if I wanted to go, but I declined. My grandson went in my place. As soon as she left, my plan sprang into action. I got up and dressed in my tree camo and went out back and got my deer. Her name is Deer Deer.
Come on.
I took Deer and shoved her in the back of my car and started driving toward the ski lodge. On the way there, I saw what looked to be an old shed that had burst into flames.
What?
Remember the story about the boy who burned down the shed? Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Not far away, a child sat near a creek snickering. However, I could not be bothered with this. I had a job to do. After I got to the lodge, I positioned myself behind a tree so she wouldn't see me. My Ellie don't know that I used to be a camouflage tree for a living.
My Ellie.
So you know that's actually the national job of Canada, actually.
Trees. Oh, God. That's why you have to go to doctor school before you're a lumberjack. Anyway. Oh, Lord, help me. You
that's
have
why
a...
they call them tree surgeons.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
It was good, though. Okay, so... I used to be a camouflage. I used to camouflage as a tree for a living. Oh, help me, Lord! I saw her and my grandson start to come down the slope. I knew she would not be able to beat him, so I made my deer call.
What the heck is a deer call?
I don't know. Bambi. I don't know. That's why they call me Thumper. And just at the right moment. Deer sprang to her feet and took a large dump in front of my grandson. Good deer.
Deer
can poop on command. So rad. Oh, gosh. I can just imagine him in his youth raising deer for 4-H. All the other kids are like, yeah, I got this dog. It'll roll over. It'll bark on command. Yeah, well, we'll look at what deer does.
Check this out. Deer, go.
Deer, do-do. Say that three times fast. He says, I won't tell you what it sounds like because only tree camos can use it. Okay, so... Sorry. Hold on. Deer took a large dump in front of my grandson. After this took place, I made my deer call to Deer. I won't tell you what it sounds like because only tree camos can use it. And I went home as if nothing ever happened. So that's it. That's the end of it.
I have a feeling that that's a very creative.
Oh yes, definitely. And it secretly, this I can't not say it's from Laurel, one of our listeners. And Laurel, that was legendary. Okay, so
if no one was listening,
you can write crap anytime you want. Total crap. Okay, Hey, James, Trevor, and John. My name's Kyle, and I'm from Washington State. I found your show about a month ago on iTunes, and only today have I finally caught up and listened to every episode. It was quite a ride. Anyways, I got a story for you. I was downstairs in the kitchen the other day, about to head up for bed. My dad opened the fridge and stepped back in surprise. He said to me, "Did you know that there's a spider in here with the grapes?" Somewhat arachnophobic, I cautiously peered in the fridge only to find that in the bowl with a handful of grapes was a large black grape-sized spider. About 3/4 of an inch long with scraggly legs. Being crazy scared of these things, I'm using all the power of the Holy Spirit not to exaggerate how huge it was. I quickly imagine a scenario where in my head where I would be absentmindedly sitting at my computer eating grapes only to pick up the spider and bite it.
Oh, no.
God. Oh, could you imagine its legs on your lips? Coming out of your mouth, just tickling. The spider wasn't moving, but that thing, because they don't. They when they get cold, bugs can't move. I remember at Roland's grocery store. You remember that place downtown, John? The one I ripped off for 2.5 years?
Yeah.
Flies used to land on the open fridge, like where the eggs are, and they would just sit there and be all cold and couldn't move. And I used to feel so sorry for them because I'd be like, if I was that fly, I'd be like, oh crap, I just wanted to chill for a second. Now I can't leave. So, I would take them and warm them up in my hand and let them loose. And then afterwards, I'd be like, holy crap, they're going to make maggots somewhere. What did I do? And that's why when I saw Street Magic with that Street Magic dude, I can't remember his name now. You know what I'm talking about. David Blaine. He did a trick where he makes a fly come back to life. And I'm like, nah, he got that from Roland's grocery store. Just warmed it up with his hands. But anyway, so he'd pick up the spider and chew on it. The spider wasn't moving. That thing really freaked me out. And I had no idea if it was dead or in some sick form of spider hibernation from the coldness of the fridge. It was spider hibo, I'm telling you. But we brought it out to get rid of it, and we risked the chance. If we brought it out, it would jump back to life. Of course it would jump. That's what those spiders do. Soon enough, my mom, a monumental arachnophobe, came downstairs to find us looking in the fridge. We told her what we saw. She didn't believe us at first, but then she got a look for herself, and you can imagine her expression. My dad couldn't help at all to calm her, telling her that it might be a black widow. Don't worry, honey.
It's probably
just one of the most deadliest spiders in mankind. Eventually, it was carefully removed from the bowl. Let's just say that spider will never be seen again. Oh, yeah. And we threw away the remaining grapes. It's a shame they were organic. I suppose the spider was, too. Thanks for an amazing, clean podcast. Keep up the great work, Kyle. See, that's why I don't go organic. I want bug spray on my stuff. For that reason.
Because right I don't there. Want the bugs.
Well, yeah, plus once you're eating the bug spray, that way if when you do chew on the spider, so you have it in your saliva and it kills it on the way in.
Oh, gosh. Let's do a couple more. Hey there, James and Trevor. I've been listening to your show for a while now. I just downloaded every single podcast on my iPod. Love your show. Here's a story about my evil mother. Okay, so I was playing with my sister, and I was about 4 years old, and my sister was about 7. We were running around having a blast when she trips me. She tripped me. Not only did I fall down and get carpet burn, I slammed in the doorway with my head and my knee. So I was like any four-year-old would do. Yeah, it's like a rite of passage. You can't turn 5 until you've done that. I started to cry, and I fell on my butt. And like any 7-year-old would do, she ditched me in my time of need. My mom runs up and is like, oh my goodness, what happened? And instead of being mean, I was a sweet little angel and did not tell on my sister. I fell into the doorway, and that's probably what I sounded like when I was 4 while I was crying. When I almost stopped crying, my mom wiggles my kneecap. You know how if you keep your legs straight, the kneecap wiggles back and forth? Yeah. It's a floating bone. My wife can't handle that, man. If I ever want to get her, I just reach down and start wiggling her kneecap. It's gross. She can't handle it. She can't handle it. One time I convinced her that I could move my kneecap around my leg and I would just bunch up skin around my thigh and move it around. I almost made her toss out. This is back when we were dating. So put it back. So anyway, to make matters worse, she says, oh my gosh, you broke your knee. She was kidding, but I didn't know that. So I cried for another 3 hours and just sat there. She was just kidding, but I didn't believe her. She said she was kidding, but I didn't believe her. So yeah, that's my story. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I didn't. Brandon, a.k.a. BDude17 from the forums. Yes. Good stuff. Love lying moms. Let's do a voicemail.
I was going to say, speaking of broken kneecaps.
Yeah. Canada.
Did you know that John Candy, Dan Aykroyd, Rick Moranis, Martin Short, Jim Carrey, and Leslie Nielsen are all from Canada?
Oh, man.
And they're funny people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You can have Leslie Nielsen, but we're keeping the rest.
So. Wait a second. Leslie Nielsen? He's pretty awesome.
I don't know.
What would you do without naked both. Guns?
Just the first one. I don't know about the rest. Here is Dauphin. He is responding to us saying he had a manly voice.
Hey guys, Dauphin calling. Yeah, I don't know about all that big or all that muscular, but when I was 5, I saw an Optimus Prime action figure. Now when I press on my belly button, Autobots transform and roll out.
Rad. We need to ship that guy a proper microphone and just have him do a bunch of spots for the show.
Yes.
Roll out.
That's pretty good.
He sounds like he really could kick your butt.
Yeah, well, he does.
And my butt too, but
with one of his children. Just slam, you know, like a big club. Like a big a big Korean billy club.
Straighten up, son. I'm going to use you to hit John.
No.
Okay, Daddy.
Light is a feather, stiff as a board. Light is a feather, stiff as a board.
That's twisted witchcraft.
It's terrible stuff.
It's the devil.
It's the basement ghost man. Okay. I can't remember who this is. It just says Batman voice.
Hey, John, James, and Trevor. I probably screwed that up. But anyway, I'm going to tell you a little story from a few weeks before school was out. I had a very bad sore throat and could barely talk. So I went to school anyway. But as I started talking, my voice got really deep and raspy, and my friend started laughing at me. So I was like, why are you laughing at me? He says, dude, you sound like Batman from The Dark Knight. So I said it myself, and I started listening to myself. And I'm like, oh, wow, I do. But I also sounded, like, really evil. So I decided to scare the crap out of the next person who walked by my desk. And sure enough, the next person that walks by my desk, I say, get out of my way. And the guy jumps like 3 feet in the air. It was so funny. Anyway, I thought you might get a kick out of that. This is Bada Bing from Forums Out.
Get out of my way.
You and
what I. What are you doing
now? Somebody hand me a pencil. You know, it happened to be the Joker. It was so weird.
Hand him a pencil.
Anybody want to see a magic trick? So. Yeah.
Swear to me.
You know how I got these scars?
No, but I know how you got this one. I'm a middle schooler. I have to take a dump. Can I be excused?
It's the only time a middle schooler would talk like that. I don't know.
That's why I love getting a cold. Because I sound like Batman.
I'm telling you, the last time I got a really bad cold like that and my voice went really deep, I did a bunch of voice work for the youth department at my church because my voice sounded just like Movie Guy. And if I can find it somewhere, I'll pull it into the show.
That's awesome.
But it was like I was doing countdowns and stuff.
We're going to start in 10, 9.
But imagine this, just this presence to the low end, you know? It was awesome. I didn't even have to take it.
Movie Guy.
Yeah, I was like, is there any way I can permanently alter my voice for life? But there wasn't. So.
In a church. In a world where church is a dirty word.
Yeah. So.
One man stood alone.
Because I think I want to be the antithesis of the Movie Guy. I just have a high, squeaky voice.
In a world where everything is fluffy and bright. This is the motion blockbuster of the year. The emotional thriller that everyone loves to cry at.
Oh, Lord.
Starring Bill Pullman. And your mama.
It's the sister of the Traveling Pants 3.
Speaking of traveling pants, tell us something about Canada.
Yeah. Did you know that pants were invented in Canada? No. Well, they were.
No, they weren't.
Did you know the Declaration of Independence was signed in Ontario?
No. Did you know that we burned down your White House in 1812?
Thanks a lot. Yeah. Thanks Although for
we
bringing that
We weren't technically
up.
Canada.
And
then,
I had just gotten over that. And now you have to drag it back up. Great. Did you know the war between the North and the South was really just you guys and we had nothing to do with it?
We stayed out, as we say in Canada. We stayed out of it.
Oot.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I love that comic I found, Canadian CSI. One guy's like, I found a boot. Yep. He's like, a boot what?
Yeah. It's a boot. It's a boot what?
A boot what?
That is hilarious.
I think so. Guys, it's time for us to get out of here for this show. Thanks for joining us. Let me do this. Here we go. No, gosh, stop.
No, don't do that.
You ready to freaking die, doo-doo head?
Yeah, exactly. It's time for us to go. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks, John. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to our spouses. Thanks to Rob Gobers for our theme music. Thanks for all you contributors, you middle schoolers, and everybody we made fun of. You know we do it because we love you, right? All right. Thanks to everybody who listens. Until next time. Next time you're telling a funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening.
The NLCast fun doesn't have to end. Join us online at NLCast.com for features, forums, and all the social networking connections you can handle. Share your stories and comments via email. Nobody's listening to us at gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823.
Hey, NL dudes, I just listened to show number 111. Great show, guys. Love the featured story, Trevor. Anyhow, this is a story about how I scared the living daylights out of a group of 7 to 10-year-olds. Anyhow, my parents and I are real involved with the children's ministry at our church, and I had just finished doing music for one group of kids, and I headed out to my dad's classroom to see what he was up to because I didn't really have anything to do at the moment, and there was nobody there when I got there. They had evidently gone out to do some kind of activity on the church grounds, and so I just start wandering around the room aimlessly, and my dad has this amplifier set up with some big speakers and a couple microphones for the kids to karaoke when they do music. So I just start playing with the settings and everything, and I flip it on, and I look out the window as I'm doing this, and I see my dad and the kids coming back, so I crank all the settings all the way up, and I grab a microphone and I hide behind the piano, and the kids come bolting back through the door to the classroom, and I go, "Stop! This is the voice of God." And those kids just about wet their pants. I kid you not. So now whenever they hear somebody say, "Oh, yes, I just heard the voice of God last night," they're never going to think of it in the same way. All right. Great show, you guys. Looking forward to the next one. Peace out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.